Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter. So, how's your day? Is it magical? Is it ordinary? Is it somewhere in between? Are you just really bored? And is that boredom manifesting and showing up in your everyday life? My friend, it is for a lot of people. And that's what we're exploring today on the Exploration of Wonder, is how to get your wonder back, that curiosity, that excitement, that knowledge that you know magic is alive and within you every single day. So it's how to get your wonder back when life feels maybe a little bit ordinary. Because ordinary, whatever that is, who wants that? We want extraordinary. We want phenomenal. We want lives that have never quite been seen before on this planet. So today we are talking about that. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And when I say fellow explorer, I do mean every single day. I am wondering. I am curious. I am exploring and learning new things. Some of them I get to share with you. Some of them is just, oh, okay, that's what that is, right? All of these tools I always give you in the shows, my friends, I know works because I've used them, right? But I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach and an intuitive empowerment coach for over 18 years, almost 20 years at this point, which blows my mind when I think about it. I'm like, wasn't I just in high school like yesterday? No, sorry, I wasn't in high school just like yesterday. But if you want to, if there's something you want to explore, please give me a shout out at hello@danielle.com and let me know what you're curious about, because I guarantee I'm curious about it too. And you can always find me on my YouTube channel, Danielle Carter, and I have lots of fun videos for you over there. So, let's be honest. Sometimes it feels, does it ever feel to you like the world is flat and colorless? Like you're watching a 2D movie that has its saturation like turned down? Yeah. Days blur together, your to-do list is longer than your exploration and your somebody in the chat said, yes, the only flat earth I agree with. Oh, flat earthers, let's not go there today. But how often is it we get so hunkered down in our to-do list that we forget to know we're magical? And, you know, before the show is over, I'm going to give you examples of how we get there, why we get to so, like, lost in the ordinary that we forget we're magical and we forget the curiosity and wonder. And then lots of tips and tricks. You know, I love my tips and tricks, but lots of tips and tricks of how to get those, that wonder back, that curiosity, that excitement. And don't worry, the tips are not massive things that you have to rearrange your whole life with, but they're easy, subtle, but potent and ready to use for you right now. So one thing I want to get clear is a lot of people think that they lose their wonder because they've done something wrong. They're living life wrong. I've facilitated so many people in classes or private sessions, and they're like, I've done something wrong. I just don't feel magical. I'm like, you've done nothing wrong. You're magical whether you acknowledge it that day or not. And so let me be clear right from the beginning. Those days that feel ordinary is not because you've done something wrong. You're not doing life wrong. You're not wasting your life. You're just getting a little lost, okay? So that's what this show is about, is to help us get out of the woods, Although I like woods, I've never really understood that expression, out of the woods. I love the woods. I feel at home. I feel like I know where I am. So we're going to come up with a new expression today. What it is yet, I don't know. Hopefully by the end of the show. But we're going to get off the path of confusion and on to the journey that your life should actually be. Okay. Because routine can be one of the numbing effects. There's a reason, like in movies, they have those montages of like cubicle workers, or if they're wanting to show how people are just like wasting their day or numbing out, is they're doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Okay? Pick a movie, if there's a montage in it about the humdrum, that's the montage. Okay? And it's not that doing the same thing is bad, because I don't know about you, but I do the same thing of waking up every day. You guys, since you're listening or watching this, I'm going to assume you woke up today. So we do have things that we do every day, but it doesn't have that mind-numbing autopilot thing. And it's during those waking hours of the autopilot that really, really get to us. When we do actions that are creating us not being present in our lives, because really that's what it's about. We tend to lose our wonder, our curiosity, when we're not present in our lives. And sometimes that routine of things can be numbing because we're doing it on autopilot. And, and a tip I wasn't even going to give, but now I'm curious about, is if you did the same thing every day but was present with it, would it numb you out? No, I don't think it would. Because it's that lack of being present that makes us lose that wonder. Okay, it's one of the things. But here's the thing. And I did a show weeks ago on our childhood beliefs, are they real or not? Go check that show out if you haven't watched it, it's fun. But the point is, we knew at one point in time, we knew the world was magical. Right? Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched that show, as childhood imaginations is, was that it was that we knew something else was possible and that magic was real. Okay. Go watch the show anyways, though, it's still good. But we knew it was magical. And it's interesting, I had a session really recently with somebody, a private one-on-one, and she was like, "Well, I just want the world to be more magical." And I'm like, "Well, what are you defining as magical?" And what was interesting is she had this list of things that were super duper, wave your magic wand, the magic shows up, and like, poof, the house is clean, or poof, there's $10 million in your bank, or poof, or things like that. And I'm like, "Well, what about the everyday life?" And she's like, "Ugh, whatever." And she started like brushing it off. Literally, we're on Zoom, so I could see her. She said, like, "No," brushed it off, moving, waving her hand. And I'm like, I'm like, "Don't you know that the universe doesn't make a cognitive difference between making all the lights green on the way to work versus poof, $10 million into your bank? The universe doesn't make a difference, a cognitive difference about that. We are the ones that put the hierarchy of like, oh, well, having all the lights green on the way to work, that's just my everyday. That's just everyday magic. That's no big deal. But real big magic is poof, $10 million in the bank." I'm like, the universe doesn't make that distinction of difference. We do. Okay. We make that distinction of difference of magic. To me, it's funny how we've even made that everyday magic ordinary. Oh my gosh. Just getting back into that everyday magic gives you that extraordinary, phenomenal life. So, one thing I can suggest to you guys, and I'm going completely out of order, it's chaos. One thing I can strongly suggest to you guys is acknowledge every day the magic that you are, all day long. Is your body breathing? Magic. Are you getting out of bed? Magic. All the lights are green on the way to work? Magic. You made food? Magic. This is it. When you acknowledge that magic every day, it leads to what we have decided is the extraordinary magic of poof, $10 million in the bank or something like that. Okay. So please do check that part out because we need to acknowledge the magic that we are every day to let more magic into our lives. All right. There goes my side for the show. But it is, how much magic have we made just ordinary instead of celebrating that it's the magic that we keep waiting for? Okay. So here we go. Today we're going to reconnect with that magic and our wonder and our curiosity and, yeah, that child within. Okay. So what is wonder? What is curiosity really? It's not just appreciation. It isn't just, oh, wow, that's amazing. Wonder is a frequency, a state of being where curiosity and possibility meet. Okay. Wonder is a frequency, a state of being where curiosity and possibility meet. It's really that feeling that you get when something feels bigger than your mind or brain currently can explain. Okay. And yet it feels familiar. It feels personal, okay? Because that magic, that wonder, that curiosity, it's that spark inside you when you can hear laughter in another room. It's the feeling of being humbled in a star-filled sky and that feeling of being huge and a part of something dynamic in a star-filled sky. Because I know some people, when they look at the stars, they feel small. I invite you to reverse that, 180 that, and allow yourself to feel that connection, to really be a part of that, because you are. You're not just some minuscule, insignificant thing in the universe. You are vastly important, and the universe celebrates you being in it every single day, okay? So wonder and curiosity is also, like I said, that everyday magic of you're in the airport and all of a sudden some stranger next to you says, oh, the club is down that way, or oh, that store is over there, or the gate's here, or oh my gosh, did you hear that they changed our gate for the flight to Miami, and you're on the flight to Miami, and you're like, oh my gosh. So it's that moment of extraordinariness and magic when person next to you happens to say the thing that you need to hear, okay? It's that warm, curious tingle when something unexpected arrives. I love that kind of day. Wonder opens the universe. Curiosity opens the universe. And one thing. This is not reserved for ordinary people, my friend. Sorry, for special people. Let me start over again. Erase. This wonder, this curiosity, this exploration is not reserved for quote unquote special people. Oh, well, they can do that. I can't. They can access that. I can't. It's not something we have to earn. It's something we all inherently be. Some of us choose to be more present with it and explore it and shape it, but it is something we every day be inherently right from the beginning of birth, before birth, actually. So please don't sit there and go, well, they can do it, I can't. You are already doing it and being it, okay? Because along the way, you know, we're born with this, but along the way, many of us, for some reason, forgot how to access it. Why? I don't know. So many theories. Fitting into this reality or culture, or we were taught it, or to not stand out. Whatever it is, whatever the reason, today we're taking it back. Today we are going, you know what? No matter what the day looks like, I'm going to have wonder. I'm going to have curiosity. I'm going to have exploration. We're going to do it and be it. Okay? And Not to be a complete tease, but I am. We're going to go to our first commercial break here. And I also want to invite you in this whole realm of creation, as we're talking about extraordinary and magic. I have a new call coming up really soon, like 10 days. But if you're listening to this after, you can always buy it later. It's called Quantum Creation. And I'm doing it to where it's a two-day class where I'll lead you into a guided co-creation with the elements, the very building blocks and elements of the universe to create the life that you actually desire. I'm so excited about it. All those quantum physics weird things I'm talking about, we're putting it into action into this class, okay? So you can go to my website, danielle.com, and check that out. It's called Quantum Creation. All right. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give a quick little summary of why we lose our wonder. It's not just because we're trying to fit into this reality and things like that. There's a couple of specific things that's like, oh yeah, that's what we do. So we're going to go into that briefly and then get into some tips. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited you are here. I'm excited I'm here. You ever have those days where you're just like, woo, I made it, another day I'm here? This might be one of those days, my friend, so I'm excited you're here too. So today we're exploring that thing of like getting our wonder back after numbing ourselves out into things like this reality. And, you know, and the idea for the show came from, I can't remember what I was watching. It struck me so dynamically. I remember sitting on my couch watching the show. I don't remember the show, but I remember somebody going, yeah, it's those days when you just need to get your wonder back. I'm like, yeah, how many days do we need to get our wonder back? And I instantly went, did show submission before I could forget it so that we could get it on the schedule. Because it resonated so deeply with me of like those days more often than not lately when we seem to lose our wonder. So why do we lose our wonder? Well, there's several different reasons, but there's three main culprits that I could really see and succinctly talk about. Number one is life becomes predictable, okay? And before I get into these three, let me just say I'm not making any part of this wrong. I'm just saying this is something that seems to show up that makes things be lackluster. Because when I say life becomes predictable, I'm not saying go create your life as so much havoc that you don't even know what tomorrow will bring, unless you like that. But life becomes predictable, where it's where we stop being surprised. Okay, we do things like take the same route to work. It's that not being present again, okay? We talk to the same people, we have the same thoughts, we have the same conversations. Any of you ever have those friends where you're like, didn't we have this conversation? You did. The day before, the day before, the day before, the day before. Okay, so that's what I mean by life becomes predictable. And again, this is not go out and destroy your life, so it's unpredictable. And I'm going to give tips on how to like shake up the energy a little bit. And I've talked a lot about in other shows about how the brain is lazy. Your brain likes going down those same neural pathways, and we need to shift those pathways into something different. Because that's what happens when we do the predictability, is it's safe for our brain. It's quote unquote safe for our universe. But wonder doesn't grow in the sameness. Okay. Wonder grows in the unique, the new, because as I've said in so many shows, our universe requires new input, new stimuli to grow. Okay. So that was number one. Number two, we stop paying attention. You ever do that? You ever get to work and go, did I drive here? I know I drove. How did this happen? Oh, crap. I hope it was okay. Okay. So because wonder lives in our tiny details. But how often do we stop looking? Okay. And I get it, we're focused on things like deadlines and kids and work and making money and laundry and, oh my gosh, remembering passwords. How many passwords do we need in this reality? It's nuts. And, you know, side vent, I even have like, exactly, somebody in the chat put a big like, oh my gosh, right? And I even use like LastPass or Nord, whatever, you know, to like have one password for all of them. So when I'm on my computer, I'm like, okay, it's easy. How many times has your app logged you out and you don't know the password? So many times. Anyways, all right, that was my little vent. So like I said, we get lost in remembering passwords. And so the universe will be like, hey, do you want to be amazed and wonder and be curious about, you know, like this little spot over here, or well, this peach taste, or how this is growing? And you're like, no, I'm busy. I'm busy. Away with that wonder stuff. Okay. Our attention, our focus gets hijacked by our obligations, not our senses. And a lot of that wonder and curiosity. Sorry if you're listening to this later. I just hit my mic. And well, live sounds like nothing on recording. It sounds like something. I know this. So, sorry. I talk with my hands. Anyway. But the point is, our attention gets hijacked by our obligations, not our senses. And our senses, which, by the way, we have more than 5 or 6 senses. I love it. I'm just, this week, I'm putting out a YouTube video on that you have more than 6 senses. Scientifically proven that you have more than 6 senses. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, so our attention gets hijacked by our obligations, not our senses. And our senses is a lot of where some of that magic comes in. All right. Number 3 of why this happens is we decide we already know how the world works, which leads us to one of my favorite things to harass people about is when we're not wondering, when we're not curious, when we're not exploring, We don't ask questions. Questions, my friends, is at the base and foundation of every great invention, discovery, and exploration out there. And so not asking questions is one of the most dynamically stopping things that we can do to our universe. Something that just makes that wonder go away is we're like, oh, I know how this works. Feel the energy of that. If you go, oh, I know how this works. I know how this is. I know what they're going to say. I know how the outcome's going to be. How much do we just go, ugh, and that's just the way it is? Okay? We stop being curious. And often because curiosity feels like childish, right? Asking questions has really gotten a bum rap over the years. You know, and so many people have taught, like, if you have to ask a question, it's proving that you don't know something. Is it any wonder there's corners of our universe that are just stagnant? Because we're like, oh, I'm an adult. I should know this. Yeah, I learned it as a child. Well, and they go, well, what is it? And you're like, I'll tell you later. And in your head, after I go to Google and figure it out so I can regurgitate, because I don't remember right now. Okay. What have you stopped asking questions about? And I did a fantastic show on that. What have you stopped asking questions about a little bit ago? So check it out. Because the moment we go, we already know, or hiding what we're afraid to prove that we don't know, we stop all curiosity, all wonder, all magic from growing. Okay? So here are some fun ways to get your wonder back. First one, obviously, ask questions. Okay, ask questions. Ask questions every single day. What is this? How does this work? And it doesn't, and here's what's interesting is like, I have such a fun, natural, we all have a natural curiosity, but at least I indulged mine a little bit more when I was younger. I would come upon something that I would just find amazing. Like this one friend of my mom's was a nudist. And so we were sitting there talking one day and I asked her 1,000 questions because I was just curious. I'm like, what is this? What do you guys do about this? What about sitting down? What about cooking? I was like, I'm just fascinated. And so she went to my mom later and she's like, I think Danielle wants to be a nudist. And my mom's like, let me guess. She asked you a bunch of questions. She's like, yeah. She's like, nah, she just wants to know. And that's what I find interesting. And what I'm getting to on this is when we ask a question or we start asking questions, people automatically think we're asking those questions because we want to be that, have that, do that. Like, I was curious how my fireplace worked. Doesn't mean I want to go out and do fireplace fixing or whatever, right? It's a gas fireplace. Doesn't mean any of that. I was just curious how it worked. Okay? So just because you're asking a question doesn't mean you are subscribing to that being your whole life. Okay, asking questions is just about curiosity, about wonder, what is that? And what is that? And what is that? And what is that? And what is that? So number one tip, if you hear nothing else, is ask questions. Allow your curiosity free reign. Because I've said it so many times, at least once in the show, and I'll say it again. Every great discovery, invention, enhancement, in furtherance of consciousness, of ease of life, is started with a question. It doesn't start with, I know how that works. It starts with, I wonder how this works and what else is possible with this. If I put this with this, what's going to happen? If I go this direction, what's going to happen? Every great discovery starts with a question. So I invite you, start every day with a question. What will you discover about your life? Might be fun. All right, we are at the second commercial break. I can't believe it. But if you're enjoying the show, Please do consider going to your favorite podcast platforms like Apple and searching for The Exploration of Wonder and giving me a rating. 5 would be amazing. It's out of 5, by the way. 5 out of 5 would be great. Thank you. But when you like it, rate it, share it, even leave a comment. These seem like little things, but they actually tell the algorithm to show this to more people. So if this is content resonates with you and you feel the world should hear it more, please do consider this so that more people can play with us. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and we're on the Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder, my friends. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited you're here. I'm excited I'm here. And today we are exploring getting our wonder back. You ever had life that just feels ordinary? Yeah. Flat, 2D, the saturation turned down. Yeah. Well, right now I'm sharing with you some very simple tips and tricks on how to get that wonder back into your everyday life. All right. So the next tip, because first one was ask questions. Always one of my favorite tips. It shows up a lot because it's amazing what doors to the universe asking questions actually creates. And you know, and it's funny, when I was a kid, not by my mother, but through various adults in my life, I had the ability to ask questions almost destroyed. You know, when I started taking find yourself classes and all that energetic exploration classes and that kind of stuff, they were like, oh, ask questions. I'm like, no, I get in trouble when I ask questions. How many of us fear asking questions because we'll get in trouble? Because we're born with this natural curiosity. As I said at the beginning, it's a birthright. It's something we innately be, is this curiosity, this wonder. And yet we're like, how does this work? Why does this go this way? If I take this apart, what will happen? And then some adult goes, why did you take that apart? And you're like, I was curious. They're like, no. Or for me, being the psychic little kid that I was, I would ask the one question they didn't want me to. Why is that person doing that with that other person? What? Yeah, because you know that. Don't ask questions like that. Anybody else ever get in trouble with because you're asking questions? Yeah. So I get that. And that's why I spend a lot of time always on this a thing of asking questions. But asking questions opens up the doors to the universe, my friends. So please do consider asking a few more questions in your life to get that wonder and magic back. All right. So the next tip is Pay attention on purpose. What do I mean by that? Wonder and curiosity start with being present and noticing. Okay? So pause during the day, you know, and just marvel in the wonder and the exploration of the quote-unquote ordinary things. Like, I made rice earlier today, and there was an interesting sound when the water was boiling. It wasn't like different. It was just like I took a second and I just listened to the sound of the water boiling. Wow. And that brings our senses alive, right? Or the light on the wall in the morning, the sound of leaves in the wind. It's fall here at time of recording. And the other night I just opened up the window and just listened to the leaves move around in the wind. It was fascinating, okay? And what this does is it causes that stir deep within your universe. And all of that, that spark begins to ignite again of being present, being in that wonder, being in that gratitude, being in that, the magic of everyday life, the sights, the tastes, the sounds. Awaken all of your senses once more, because so much of that we've, if you're feeling numb, one way to stop being numb is to actually engage those senses again. So paying attention on purpose, being present with what we call ordinary moments, can change so much, my friends, okay? So pay attention on purpose. Delight in the ordinary. All right. Next tip, change your environment just a little, okay? I promise you, you wouldn't have to like rearrange your whole house, and that's true. And you don't have to move across the world, but small shifts create dynamic new energy. Because when we get lost in the staleness, lost in the numbing, lost in the everything's like it is, just one little shift makes things so, it creates a ripple that is so dynamic. Okay. If you work from home, go to a coffee shop. I know you guys have heard this one, but really, and if you go to a coffee shop, go to a different one. Sit at a different place in the coffee shop. I know some people who have walked into a coffee shop to work and been like, I can't get my spot. And then they have to leave. I'm like, oh my gosh, sit in a new place, have a new energy, have a new experience. And you know, in this, even sitting in a different place is dynamic on so many levels, because one of the ways that we lose our wonder is seeing the exact same thing from the exact same viewpoint, the same vantage point. Because it's like, if you imagine, an intersection, there's four corners, and you're standing on the southwest corner. Every time you stand on the southwest corner, you're going to see things from the same point of view. You're not even going to see what's behind you, so you're going to miss all of that. But let's say you stand on the southeast corner. You see things from a different point of view. You're going to see things physically and energetically that you didn't see on the southwest corner. It's amazing. So not only are you re-engaging those senses and creating that ripple of energy to get that magic flowing again and getting that wonder and that curiosity, you're also changing all those points of view that you're stuck in. You know, my niece was laughing at me the other day. I have one of my many nieces. She lives with me. And I was working from the couch this weekend because I could. It has a fireplace. It was cold. It was wonderful. And she came and left like, sorry, hit the mic again. She came and left like four times during the day. And I have a long couch and a short couch. So basically five different positions. And every time she came in, I was in a different couch cushion. She's like, how come you keep changing couch cushions? And I'm like, just changing the way I see things. She was like, all right. Could you imagine living with me as your aunt? Anyway. But just simple like that, it creates this ripple. You get to see things differently. Try it. It's fantastic. Okay. New input sparks new awareness and gets that energy and motion flowing. People in the chat room are laughing at the thought of living with me as their aunt. I mean, I am the at, but then living with me. Could you imagine? It might be the best thing or the weirdest thing, or it could be the same thing. Anyway, all right. So, what's another tip? Follow micro delight. What does that mean? What does that mean, Danielle? If something catches your attention, even if it feels small, follow it. If you can hear a song and you're like, oh, what is that? And I don't mean follow, it doesn't mean like if it's a band, you have to go follow the band, but allow your awareness and your attention to engage with it. Let's say you're in that coffee shop and you're hearing some kind of song. Take a small moment, take a small beat, breath, sit there and just listen and be present with that song and really see like what that song is inviting you to because your universe was attracted to it for some reason. It could just make you smile, it could be information from the universe, it could be a caress, whatever it is, just take that moment and be present with that song, okay? Those are those micro delights. Christine in the chat room said, with unless following the band, she said, unless they're really cute, then follow them for sure. See, we have choices. You always have choices, my friends. But the micro delights could be a color, could be a sentence, could be a memory, it could be a craving. You know, there's like this car around in my neighborhood that's like this really dynamic, deep candy apple red. And every time it goes by, because it has these like shades of black to it too, it's fascinating. So every time it comes by, I literally am like, can't tell you what kind of car it is, but I can tell you the color. Those are those micro delights. Okay, so please do enjoy this because this is about getting you present in your life again and allowing that energy and that delight to be permeate. Permeate your universe. Because when you have that delight, you have that curiosity, you have that wonder, you ask the questions, then you change your life into something that you're just excited about every day. So little things like that. All right. Number six, we talked, or I don't know what number one. We've talked about this a little bit before, but play with your senses. Okay. Wonder is very sensory driven because guess what? We have a body. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that you have a body? Should I let that sit there for a minute? Have you? Good. Okay. I'm glad you have. But play with your senses, okay? Because we are in this reality. Because so many people, it's fascinating. So many people think that really to have that magic, that exploration, that wonder, that curiosity, we have to leave our physical reality behind. My friends, we have chosen to be here in this reality at this time. In this amazing earth and universe, why not enjoy it? Why not explore it? And you know what, one of the ways dynamically to explore it? Your senses and your body. So play with your senses. And on that, let your body lead. Okay? We think, like I said, we think it's all mental, but it's not. It can be very physical. So allow your body to be that contribution. And sometimes your body will tell you before your head. Have you ever noticed that? It's like you turn towards a smell, your body turns towards a smell, and then you're like, what is that smell? That's amazing. It's cookies, right? World just seems better with cookies. So notice where your body pulls you to. So let your body lead and then play with your senses. Okay. Use them intentionally. Taste something slowly. So many of us are not present with how we eat. I teach whole classes on this. Check out my website, danielle.com. I teach whole classes on this about how to be present with food and give your body the food that it desires. Okay. Feel textures, smell a spice, smell something. Even if it's something like you think would smell bad, there is a beauty to that smell. Okay. And listen to something extraordinary, something different that day. And I'm going to check one thing you could do that I find so fun, because I actually suggested this in a video the other day, and I'm like, it's It's hedonistic. Because, since 2020, I mean, we've always been should wash our hands. But since 2020, we've really been like, wash your hands, right? And so what's fun with this is next time you wash your hands, do this. Be present with it. And I don't mean just like one, two, three, counting the how many seconds you're supposed to wash your hands. But how does the soap feel on your skin? How do your hands feel when they're rubbing together? Hold your hands under the faucet and let the water flow. How does that feel over it? Oh my gosh, I tell you what, my entire body tingled just from washing my hands. Woo! Tell me there isn't magic and wonder in that. All right, so play with your senses, allow them and your body to lead you to this, to that ripple, to that curiosity, to that wonder. Be present. Have fun with it. All right, we are at our next break. And I invite you to check out my website because I am doing a class called Quantum Creation. I am so excited. It's about connecting with and actually using the very building blocks of the universe to create the life that you desire. So check it out. It's called Quantum Creation. All right, my friends, we are listening. I am, apparently. We are listening and watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on The Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we're exploring how to get your wonder back, that curiosity, that magic, that excitement to just be alive every single day. And we're in the middle of giving a bunch of tips and tricks. So here we go. More to come. So be present. Okay. I cheekily put this on my notes of like, be where your feet are. But really, be present. So often we get lost in the past or the future, and there are absolutely energetic, magical ways to shift the past, the future, and all that kind of stuff. We're going to do it in Quantum Creation, that class coming up. But after that, how often do we get lost in the past and the future and forget the enjoyment of today? So being present is one of these keys. Just put your hand on your chest and just be like, hi. I am present. Again, let your body lead you. It helps you be not even grounded, just present in the here and now. Okay. And this also helps if you're spiraling or have anxiety or anything like that. Take a moment, put your hand on your chest and just be present and go, I'm here. And then ask a question because you can combine more than you don't have to do one of these tips at a time. You can combine them. So you can just be like, right now I'm here, I'm present, and what is going on? What possibility of magic is there? And just have fun with it, okay? Next, do something out of character, okay? Now I'm not saying like in those movies they show up and they're a completely different person, but you can do other things like try a different flavor, right? Every time I go to Starbucks, vanilla latte, please. It's my habit, right? It's that autopilot that I talked about at the beginning of the class. Well, maybe I'll try vanilla chocolate. I don't know. Try a new flavor. Wear a new color. I wear black a lot. Hello, evidence A. I'm wearing black. I wear black a lot. Maybe I should wear neon pink, right? Say yes when you usually say no. Try something random. It's just that your universe needs new stimuli. So do something out of character, because you'll also cause questions in other people's universe, which is a lot of fun too. We should do a whole show on that, of just like inviting other people to question themselves because they're questioning you. Okay. Hang out with kids or childlike adults. Why do I feel like this is me? Everybody's like, Danielle's a childlike adult. Often. I sometimes forget my in this life, this time is around the earth age. Anyway, stop trying to make sense of everything. I know. What? We try to get things right. We try to get things figured out. We call it adulting, right? But it's like, okay, I know how this is. I know how this works. I've made sense of it. And what does that do? You stop asking questions. See how I snuck another one of these continue asking questions things in? Yeah. Okay. And also in this vein of stop trying to make sense of everything, one of the greatest disservices we do to magic is try to explain away how it showed up. All the lights are green on the way to work. Boy, did I just do that timing right. What if you were just magical? What if the universe was co-creating with you? It's like, oh, I paid all my bills this month. I'm not sure how that happened, but that's just common sense, everyday things. No, it's magic, right? So stop trying to make sense of everything. And stop trying to explain away your magic. You just are magic. And, you know, I mean, this comes from the woman who has a whole thing of, like, science explains how magic is real. But if you listen to that show, I'm not saying that it dispels the magic. I say it deepens the magic. Okay. Next, spend time in the natural world. You know, and this one kind of irritates me the way I said this. It's not just spend time with nature, because even I'm in my office in my house, it's the natural world. So spend time in nature. Okay. Nature invites you back to that wonder, because it sits there as a tree and it's like, I'm growing. Look at me. I have all these leaves, and I know I am so in tune with the seasons that I know when it's time to go to sleep. I know it's time to hibernate. Oh my gosh. And if you have never had a conversation with the moon, highly recommend it. If you have never had a conversation with dirt or clouds or water, I also highly recommend it. I'm not even kidding. Have a conversation. Be like, hello, dirt. How are you? You'd be amazed what you get back. So not only spend time with nature, have a conversation with it. Okay. And one of my favorite things to do, go into the normal, quote unquote, everyday things as if it's the first time. The first time I did this with something was with food. I was like, if I had never tasted this before, I wonder what it tastes like. So approach everything as if it's the first time. Then you get back that wonder, that curiosity, and new experiences. Because how much of what we think it's going to do makes it show up as it is instead of what it could be. Okay. So what here is asking to be seen and experienced differently. All right, my friends, whoo, a lot of stuff. Please listen to this again, but please know these are very simple, pragmatic tips to help you get your wonder back. Living a life can be magical, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be that magic wand, but it does mean that you can have magic every day, because you are that magic. Next week, whoo, should be an interesting one. The curse of all or nothing. I have to get it all done in one sitting, or we're not doing it. Yeah, curse of all or nothing. We're going to explore that one next week. All right, my friends, please know how much of a magical person you are. Enjoy the curiosity. Make it a fun week, a happy week, a magical week. Keep exploring and keep creating a life every day that inspires you to live it. I'll see you soon, my friends. Thank you.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you. Be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.